Yeah, last time I was here, I was younger and a little lighter, although my tie is pushing my sweater out. I'm actually only 150, but I noticed my tie was pushing my sweater out this morning. But yeah, it's been so long. I've become a senior since I was here last time, senior citizen. And I'm so grateful for Alden Mennonite Church and how the congregation welcomed us. We were a family that moved out from Buffalo, and I was a little kid, and we came out to this promised land of Alden, and Mennonites were working on our house in all different ways, and a woman by the name of Rita Schmidt invited us to come to her church. She said it was a Mennonite church. We were like, what's that? You know, we had been going to a Baptist church in Buffalo. And when we came to the church, one of the nice things was how welcoming Alden Mennonite Church was. My mother wore, you know, the fire engine red lipstick. You know, Alden at that time wasn't like it was now. The men sat on one side, the women sat on the other side. There were no decorations, no musical instruments. By the way, you have a wonderful worship team, and with beautiful instruments. And my father smoked, and my older brothers were ruffians, hoodlums, unruly. Then we had Angelic Sue and I, but... We won't tell them I was thrown out of the Christian school, will we? Okay, but we came to this church, and how welcoming the congregation was to us. Even though we sat together, my mother didn't sit on one side and my father on the other, but they just welcomed us into the family. And later on, that's why I went to Eastern Mennonite University, and that's why I became ordained in the Mennonite Church, and for most of my career spent in Mennonite churches. Currently, I'm at a Baptist church in Newfane. And so I'm so grateful for Alden Mennonite Church. I want to focus this morning on this new year coming up. Perhaps next Sunday the speaker will also give a message about 2020. But I want to talk this morning a little bit about faith. And we're going to be taking a look. If you have your Bibles, feel free to turn to Hebrews chapter 11. And also if you would like to use the notes that are in your bulletin, you'll need a pen or a pencil for that, but feel free to follow along with the notes. Do you remember a time in your life that required a great deal of faith? Perhaps it was a time when you experienced an illness, a serious illness, and you weren't sure of the outcome of that illness, but you left that outcome to the Lord. Or maybe it was a time when you took a new job. Or maybe when you were moving into retirement, which is such a big step for many. Or maybe it was a time when, as a church, you were moving forward in a new direction that you hadn't been going in the past, a fresh new direction. For me, I look back and I see times of faith that I wouldn't have at the time classified them as being great faith, because I sort of stumbled and I just sort of moved forward. Some of that in my own strength and my own will, but I hope much of it was faith. And I look back and I think of a time in between 2 years at Elam Bible Institute when I went off to New York City. Somebody came to Elam and they said, oh, we're starting a program in New York, an internship program. And I was like, okay, I'll go. And I went off to New York City, and that was just a tremendous, one of the greatest years of my life, of being involved in so many areas of ministry, children and seniors. And we went off to Brooklyn, and we went to the Bowery Mission, and rode the subways all around the city, and it was just a wonderful time. And that was the time when I just stepped out in faith. And then that year when I came back from New York, that fall, we started a little ministry in Buffalo called Jesus for You. And it was a coffee house church in the Allentown section. And that was just a leap of faith. It was just, oh, let's just open it up. Let's just, here it is. Let's just start a ministry. And in the book of Hebrews, we find examples of people who moved out in faith. And I want to focus this morning for a few minutes on Abraham, who was so revered by Jews and Muslims and by Christians. And starting with verse 8, we're going to take a look at these separately, but let's just read a few verses. It says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out not knowing where he was going. By faith he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. What does this passage tell us about the life of faith as we look to a new year and the adventures and the possibilities that may be ahead in this new year of 2020? And I want you to look at your notes, because the first thing I want to share with you from verse 8, living by faith means obeying God even when we don't know what our future holds. Let me say it again. Living by faith means obeying God even when we don't know what our future holds. As we look at verse 8, look at Abraham obeyed when he was called. And I love that phrase there that says he didn't know where he was going. That's the story of my life at times. Didn't know where he was going. And that's a good place to be, by the way. When God calls us, there really aren't guarantees all the time for tomorrow, except that God is with us and he'll bring something good out of our lives. I think of the famed missionary Jim Elliot. Do you know that name? Some of you of a certain age would know that name. Back in the 1950s, he was called to go to South America as a missionary with his family. And he went, he obeyed like Abraham, and he went down to serve the tribe down there. They were sort of vicious, or they had spears. And they were practically naked, and that's who God called him to. He thought God was calling him. He goes down there, and he was speared to death. Was that a mistake? Was that a waste of Jim Elliot's life? Here we are talking about him, you know, 50-some years, 60, 70 years later. It was not a mistake. It was not a waste, because after that time that he and the others were killed, his influence has gone way throughout the world. His wife became a notable speaker and author and traveled all around the world sharing the gospel. Books were written about that experience, and some of the family even went back to serve the people that had killed Jim and won some of those people to the Lord. But we have no real guarantees. And so let me say this. Since we don't know what life will bring, we might as well invest our lives in the Lord and his work. Because living by faith can be actually dangerous at times. Now, let's take a look. Keep your place there in Hebrews, but let's look back in Genesis about this call of Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. I want to read a few of these verses. It's simply titled, The Call of Abraham, just four verses. It says, now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went as the Lord had told him. He was called to something way beyond himself. When you were called, when you first met the Lord, for some of you it was a little while ago, for some it may have just been a few years ago, but when you were called the first time, it wasn't just to save you, give a ticket to heaven, give you a personal relationship with Jesus. It was that, but it was so much more than that. It was really to begin us on a faith journey. And Abraham was called. He was called to be a sojourner. He was called to be an alien. He was called to exile. And when God calls us, we're called to a faith journey. Remember when trips used to be more interesting? When this is before Alexa, and this was before Garmin. I should have used Garmin this morning because I actually got lost coming to Alden. You know, I was going to say nobody laughed, but I already heard the laughs. But yeah, I go to my mom's all the time over in Akron there. But I was trying to be clever, and I came down what Peter's Corners Road, and who knows where I was. I should have used my Garmin, but. There was a time before Garmin. There was a time before smartphones. There was a time before Alexa. And do you remember that? The stress of actually using a map on trips? You know, there were probably divorces that happened over that, you know. You know, can't you find that road? Can't you go? But it was more of an adventure. And Abraham, when he was sent out by God, he didn't have Garmin. He didn't have Alexa. He didn't have a smartphone. He just had God. He just trusted when he set out. And in our walk with the Lord, we don't depend on pre-programmed directions, do we? We need to leave the door open to possibilities that are beyond our ability and also are beyond common sense at times. Now, God gives each of us talents and responsibilities that he wants us to invest. I'm even talking about, you know, investing your gifts like we saw with the worship team today. Investing your gifts, those that are back in the sound booth. Investing your gifts, those who teach. Investing your gifts, those who pray. And God gives each of us, no matter what your age is, by the way, too, whether you're, I'm not just talking to young people, I'm talking to everybody. God gives us these gifts. And someday when we stand before the Lord, I don't know exactly what that's going to be like. It's not just going to be, hey, did you smoke cigarettes? Did you go to the casino? Did you have bad thoughts? Did you kill anybody? It's not going to be really so much about that. You know what it's going to be about? What did you do with the life that I gave you? What did you do with the life that I gave you? Did you invest it? Did you share it? Did you take risk or did you play it safe? Remember the parable of the talents, how they gave out all those different gifts and some of the people, you know, thought, oh, I better bury this. You know, I better have it when the Lord returns. I better have the same amount. And others went out and they invested it. And when the Lord came back, who was he pleased with? Not the ones who were careful, not the ones who buried the talents, but the ones who were lavish about it, who used them recklessly, in a sense. Second point in our notes, living by faith means trusting in what God has promised. Very simple. Trusting in what God has promised. When he got to the promised land, Abraham lived in a tent. When Abraham got to the place that he was supposed to go, what did he find? There was no welcome Abraham signs all over the place. There was no housewarming party. There was no visits from the welcome wagon, no ticker tape parade. There was no mayor there with the keys to the city. Actually, nobody expected him, and nobody really cared that he was there. But God had called him, and he hung on to promises that he felt God had spoken to him. Now, some of you here this morning may have felt God spoke certain promises to you. Sometimes it's our imagination, but other times it is. What did God say to Abraham? God said to him that he would make him a great nation, first of all. Secondly, God said that he would bless Abram and make him a blessing and make his name great. Thirdly, God would bless those who bless Abraham and curse those who curse him. These were some of the promises that God gave Abraham. And following the promises of God is not easy, but it's the best way to go. Following the promises of God. Sometimes people follow Jesus for the wrong reasons. And they think it's just going to be fun. And it's going to be free. And it's going to be easy. You know, and you feel like asking them, what did you think you signed up for? A picnic in the park or a tea party or a promise of a Super Bowl win? What did you think you were signing up for here? But in our walk of faith, at times we might have to live in tents for a while like Abraham did, even though he had hoped for a 5-star hotel. Abraham couldn't see what was going to take place. He didn't know that thousands of years later, he would, with God's promise, be responsible for the formation of a great people that exists to this day, the Jewish people. And one of the wonderful things about this chapter in Hebrews chapter 11, and feel free to read the whole chapter later, is that the part that I find interesting and hopeful in a way is that a lot of these people who receive promises, one of the themes of the chapter was they didn't get what they were hoping for. They didn't get what they were hoping for. They didn't find what they were looking for. That's part of the walk of faith, isn't it? Some of you here this morning know the name Richard Bender. Remember Richard? And Richard Bender had a vision. He had a call like Abraham. And his call was to not just sell books and have Bender's Christian Supplies, but to start a Mennonite church over in Harris Hill. Started out as Harding Avenue in Williamsville. And I understand that Richard designed the building over there at Harris Hill in the front so that it could expand out. You know, it wasn't done in brick. It was ready to go in case there was growth. And that never happened for Richard. And that never happened for me. I was pastor there too. We never had to open up the front and expand. But it has happened in recent years. A former pastor came back to the church, and there's been some growth. There's been some university students come in there, and they actually have opened up the front. And I think if Richard Bender could come back, he would be thrilled about that. And he would realize that his vision was fulfilled. It just wasn't fulfilled through him. It just wasn't fulfilled in 1980 or 85. And it wasn't fulfilled in my time in 90s. One last point in your notes this morning. Living by faith means that we always have our ultimate destination in mind. Look at verse 10, where it says, "For Abraham looked forward, and what did Abraham see in his mind of faith? He saw a city, a place filled with people, not just a comfy spot for him and his family in the desert. He saw something with foundations, He wanted to get beyond the tent stage. He wanted something more permanent. He wanted a place where tents don't blow over with the heavy winds. In essence, Abraham wanted something that God built and that God was a part of. And that's what we want too, right? The reason we live as people of faith, the reason we invest our lives in what God has called us to is because it's something bigger than ourselves. We're all called, we're all looking forward. I hope you're looking forward this morning to a new Jerusalem. I hope you're looking forward to a new heavens and a new earth where Jesus will reign. That's what Abraham was looking forward to. And that's what we look forward to also, is a time and a place where there will be no tears, there will be no sorrow, no regret, no greedy politicians, no weeping children, no need for disaster relief. It's a city that God builds. No glasses, no braces, no wheelchairs, no funerals, no cemeteries. We have that wonderful hope. So, as we come to a close, I want to ask you a question here. How many years do you think you have to live? 60? Some of you. 20? 10? How many years do you have left to live? The choice we have is that we can live our lives in safety and in security and in keeping our faith to ourselves, or we can live as people of faith, ready to move forward when God calls us. I really believe in the power of the Word, because I really think somebody this morning might take this message to heart, and that's the scary part. You know, it'll be worth driving from Newfane down here today. That there could be somebody here that's going to say yes to the Lord about some move, and sometimes God calls us even to stay. And that's been harder for me than, I'm always ready to move, you know. Lord, you want me to go? I'll go. Sometimes faith says stay. And as we look to a new year, God may be calling you to have faith for your neighborhood, for your family, or to look at things in a new way, or a new life of trust, sharing Jesus with those you meet. You might not be called to Asia, you might not be called to Israel, but you're called to something here in Alden, maybe, or something in Buffalo. And this church has been blessed with people of faith in the past. Do you realize that? There were people in the early 1900s who had faith to begin a Mennonite church in Alden. There were other churches here, but they had faith to begin an Anabaptist church in Alden. And here it is. There were those who had faith back in the 1940s to establish a Christian school. Alden Christian School. You guys might not have even known it, but there used to be a school right here. Oh, they're shaking their heads. You're keeping them good with the history. But yeah, we had down the hallway here, we had like three classes in one room with Miss Kaufman. My brothers only lasted 1 year. I don't know if they threw them out or what. Somebody had faith, though. And the people who had faith, and some of you here this morning might even know some of those people, knew some of those people that had faith. Right? Your parents or grandparents? And they did not realize when they established a Mennonite school here on this property that someday it would become the prominent premier Christian school in Western New York, Christian Central Academy. They could not have seen that, right? They just wanted to start a little school here for Mennonite kids in Alden. But they didn't realize that it was going to become, you know, I think it even had a name before Alden Mennonite, but anyhow, Alden Mennonite School, and then Alden Christian School, and then Faith Christian School, and then Christian Central Academy. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they could come back and see what their vision did? They could just see what happened with their little vision. There were those also in this church years ago who had a vision, and it doesn't sound like a very Mennonite thing to me, to have a drive-in for Christ. That sounds like an oxymoron, you know, Mennonites with a drive-in movie theater type of thing for Christ. And that was sort of a weird idea, but there were people who had faith to do that, and that touched many people's lives. And so, in your notes, I think I have something there that says to do one of two things this week. The first thing is that I want you to do is to return to a time when you felt God was speaking to you, and to reflect on that time. Time in your life when you felt God was speaking to you about a vision, about a purpose, about an idea. It may have been 40 years ago. And it could be that God hasn't left you off the hook yet. That you need to respond to God's call. That it's not too late. It may have been something God spoke to you last week. But sometime in your life where you felt the tug of God, I need to reach out to my neighbors. I need to get involved in that ministry in Buffalo. I need to go overseas on a mission trip. So many ministry possibilities. And secondly, or ask God to give you a fresh vision of what he wants for your life. Maybe you're looking back, you're saying, I don't really remember much of anything, but ask God to give you a fresh vision of what he wants from your life. In what ways does he want you to step out in faith in 2020? That's scary, isn't it? Because somebody might take this seriously this morning. And I'm going to try to take this seriously. Too, because we're entering into a new year, and there are great possibilities out there for this new year. I just want to use that hymn line for a prayer as I close. Lord, lift us up and let us stand by faith on heaven's tableland. To a higher plane than we have found. Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. Amen.